KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
Police in Umhlali have arrested five suspects moments after a violent home invasion in Shaka's Head, north of Durban.
It is alleged that the five armed suspects entered the victim's home. The suspects removed the safe from the bedroom wall and questioned the victim about their vehicle. The suspect terrorized the victim and assaulted them.
KZN police spokesperson Alex Thompson says after storming the family's home, the robbers made a dash for the nearest ATM. A 32-year-old man was taken during the ordeal.
The victim's mother immediately contacted SAPS Umhlali. Within minutes, Umhlali SAPS swiftly responded and intercepted the suspect's vehicle, approximately 100 meters from the crime scene. All five suspects were arrested and the victim was rescued.
The suspects are due to appear in the Kwadakusa Magistrate's Court soon on charges of house robbery and kidnapping. Now, the High Court in Pietermaritzburg has reserved judgment in the DA's case against Umsunduzi Municipality over its 27 million rand sponsorship to Royal AM. The DA wants the deal with the football club to be cancelled. The party's Stimbi Sungema.
We are to be shocked on how this municipality is conducting itself. If you look at the status of Umsunduzi, the roads are in a very bad status. The ratepayers also always making crying about the service delivery that is crippling in Umsunduzi. We want that money back.
The club has been under curatorship by SARS, which is investigating the tax affairs of its owner and Durban businesswoman, Sean Mkise. Now, civil rights group Not In My Name says it's crucial to create safe spaces where young men can openly talk about their experiences of abuse.
Because it's not just girls that get raped. It's not just girls that get abused. We want to have programs where we're speaking to young men to be able to come out and talk about issues that are affecting them and when they are harmed, especially rape and so on.
The organization's Temba Masango says that boys and men are often afraid to speak out because society encourages them not to. He shared his concerns at a government-hosted panel discussion in Pretoria on the importance of equally nurturing and supporting the development of the boy child. And authorities have ruled out carbon monoxide poisoning as a cause of death for Gene Hackman and his wife, Betsy Arakawa. The bodies of the pair and their dog were found this week at their home in New Mexico. The last recorded activity on Hackman's pacemaker was on February the 17th, which is thought to have been the last day of the actor's life. Police say there were no apparent signs of foul play. Santa Fe County Sheriff Aiden Mendoza.
Initial findings noted no external trauma to either individual. The manner and cause of death has not been determined. Both individuals tested negative for carbon monoxide.
A recap of our lead story. Police in Umhlali have arrested five suspects moments after a violent home invasion in Shaka's Head, north of Durban. That's it from the Newswatch team for now. I'm Natara Nadesan.